Jacob Nyau remembers coming to seek refuge in this camp for the internally displaced people in Juba. It's next to the United Nations base, so he feels safe here. He was a schoolboy back in 2013, soon after war broke out. He's now 25 years old, with children of his own. He hasn't been able to go back home because of violence in parts of South Sudan.
To us as IDPs here, we are lacking a lot of things, especially food. We stayed without food for 5 months as the distribution started. Last yesterday, 2 days back, and there's also bad news about it, that the food is going to last only for 6 months. Then after 6 months, there will be no food.
According to the United Nations, there are more than 2 million internally displaced people in South Sudan, and another 2.3 million have fled the country as refugees. Famine was briefly declared in some regions in 2017. More than two-thirds of the population now needs humanitarian aid because of conflict and natural disasters.
The 2018 peace deal stopped the worst of the fighting, but parts of the agreement, including the deployment of a reunified national army, have not been implemented. And that's why some people say they don't feel safe returning home.
The head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, along with leaders of the Anglican and Scottish Presbyterian churches, have voiced concerns about the government's slow progress in implementing the 2018 peace deal. There have been delays in holding elections and reports of violence in some areas. Civil society groups say a lack of political will and personal differences between politicians in South Sudan is the problem.
So until they are able to say enough is enough to our personal problems and we cannot use our personal differences to subject the country to suffer in the way we are suffering now, this country, we can't deliver them. We can't deliver this country from violence to peace. So the leaders need to forget their personal problems.
The church has a lot of influence in South Sudan, which is a predominantly Christian country. Many here hope this historic visit puts pressure on politicians to do better and work towards peace and reconciliation.